my name is Robbie. Can you tell me your full name, please?
Yeah, my name is Dancing Wang, and Wang is my surname. And you can call me Tina.
Okay, thank you.
Easier for you.
Yes, thanks, sir. And can you tell me where you're from, please?
I'm from China, capital, Beijing.
Okay, and can I see your identification?
Yeah, here you are.
Okay, that's great. Thank you very much. Now, in this first part, I'd like to ask some questions about yourself, okay? So to start with, can you tell me about the job or studies that you're doing at the moment?
At this moment, I'm studying English in MLS language school, language college, sorry. And when I was in China, I graduated from high school, and I've been in university for 2 months, and my major was French.
Right.
Yes, but I just studied for 2 months and then I came here.
Okay. So why did you choose to come to England? Why did you choose English here?
So I think only studying language for me, I have less opportunity to find a job in China, and I want to widen my knowledge, and I want to know the culture, Western culture.
Okay. Do you think you'll ever change your study again?
I don't think so.
No? Okay. Yeah. Right, let's move on to talk a bit about your school days.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what were the good parts and the bad parts about your school days?
When I was in high school in China, I had a lot of friends, and every day we played together, and we went to restaurants or something like that, and yes, we had a wonderful time together.
Okay, what about the bad bits, the bad parts?
That part, I think we played too much.
Okay, what was your favorite subject at school?
Subject, I think it's mathematics.
Ooh, why?
Because when I was in the first year in senior high school, my mathematics was terrible. But then I studied hard as mathematics, and I got very successful results.
Okay.
And then I felt confident at this.
Okay. How did your school teach sports when you were there?
Normally, the teacher told us sports outside, like running, jumping, and something like that. But if the teacher taught us volleyball, ping pong, or something like that, we played it in sports hall.
Okay, sounds good. Right, I'd like to move on to talk a little bit about rivers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, could you describe a river in your country?
Yeah, there were many rivers in my country, and two of them are very famous. One is Huanghe, Yellow River, and the other one is Changjiang, and I don't know its English name.
Okay,
I think these two rivers for Chinese people are very important, because the first human the Yellow River.
Okay.
And this river for us, it's like mom.
Okay.
And, yes, and the second one, the Changjiang River, it's the third longest river in the world.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Are there any pollution problems with rivers in your country?
Yes, I think so. Because, on the banks of the river, there are many people live there, because it's more convenient to live there. So there is lots of industry next to the river, and the traffic as well. So there is lots of pollution.
Okay, great. Now, I'm going to give you a topic, and I'd like you to talk about it for 1 to 2 minutes. And before you talk, you'll have 1 minute to think about what you're going to say, and you can make some notes if you wish. Here's some paper, a pen. And here's your topic. Okay? Take 1 minute. Okay?
Okay.
Right, now you've only got 1 minute, mm-hmm. so don't worry if I stop you in the middle, okay? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And remember, I'll tell you when to stop.
Okay.
So can you start talking, please?
Yeah. I like this topic about Chinese food.
Uh-huh.
I think my favorite restaurant in China is, I don't know its English name, mm-hmm. its Chinese name is Chen Jide, because it's very famous. It has the reputation mm-hmm. of hundreds of years. Because when I was born, I knew it. And mm-hmm. so there are many restaurants in Beijing.
Yeah.
And it's service traditional Chinese food, and the most famous one is Peking duck.
Uh-huh.
I think you've heard about that.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And although there are many similar restaurants like this one, but the taste still is a little bit different, and because it has hundreds of history,
mm-hmm.
and it's still the most tasty one. And how often I go there, I think, you know, it's not very cheap.
Mm. All right.
It's so sometimes when I really miss Peking duck, I'll go there, but I don't know how often.
Okay.
Just when I want.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you very much. Do you think I would like this restaurant too?
Yeah, I think so. I think everyone likes it.
Yeah, I like Chinese food, so yeah. I'm sure I would. Okay, now I'd like to ask you a few more questions mm-hmm. related to this topic. So, first of all, I'd like to talk about fast food. So, is fast food popular in your country, in China?
I think so, especially children like it. Because, you know, there are hundreds of McDonald's or Kentucky mm-hmm. KFC in Beijing, and I think the taste of food, like the children like it best.
Yeah.
And so. Yeah, so it's very popular.
Why do you think? Why has fast food become so popular over the last 30 years?
Because you know, people are more busy these years. And they have lots of things to do. They can't stand there just for cooking
mm-hmm.
or just for waiting the food
yeah.
for a long time. So they want to finish eating quickly and then go on walking or something like that. So
mm-hmm.
they want to save time, and the taste of food is not bad as well.
Yeah. Okay. Could you compare fast food with traditional meals?
Yeah, there are so many differences. First, the time is different. One is so quick, mm-hmm. and the other one is sometimes it's very slow. You should wait for it for a long time. And I think for health as well, the fast food, in my opinion, it's not very healthy food.
No.
Right. Some people say it's rubbish.
Yeah.
And traditional Chinese food are very healthy and it won't make you fat.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, although fast food sometimes makes you stronger.
Yeah. Okay.
But I don't like it.
Okay. How do you think we can stop young people eating so much fast food?
I think the best way is don't take them to the fast food restaurants.
Okay. Right then, I'd like to move on to talk a little bit about food problems.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What are some of the problems that some countries have with food production?
I think the most important one is the weather.
Uh-huh.
You know, some countries the weather is it's terrible. And it's not suitable for growing plants there. And
uh-huh.
The second problem, I think, is insects.
Because
uh-huh. They eat many plants.
Yeah.
And left a leave few to people.
Okay. Could you suggest any ways to solve these problems?
I think nowadays people can invent a lot of technique to solve these problems, and we can use some special house or something like that,
yeah,
to protect the plants, and use the special and healthy chemical things. And
okay. What other problems can you predict happening in terms of food in the next 50 years?
The problem, I think because people use more and more chemical things,
mm-hmm,
and the fruits or vegetables are not very fresh,
mm-hmm,
into that.
Yeah.
It looks big, okay, and it looks nice, the color is fresh and the color is beautiful, but actually it's not for our health.
Mm-hmm.
And I think following the development of technique and this situation will be worse.
Okay. And finally, could you compare methods of food production and distribution today with that of 50 years ago?
50 years ago, obviously I wasn't born at that time, but I think 50 years ago, you know, China was poor at that time,
mm-hmm,
and there was a few transport and a few electric equipment,
mm-hmm,
for farmers. So I think they just based around villages,
uh-huh,
but nowadays there are more and more transports and there are more and more electric equipment,
uh-huh,
so the amount of plants and the kind of plants are increasing,
mm-hmm,
and there are many, you know, the Chinese population is very,
yeah,
huge, very big, and so we have to import a lot of food, and thus as well we export some to other countries.
Okay. Great. Right then, Tina, thank you very much. That's
thank
the end
you.
Of the test. Bye-bye.
Bye.